Now, you've heard of drive-in theaters, perhaps drive-in dining, but how about drive-in professional wrestling? The All-Star Wrestling Company, based in Madison, Boone County, had its first show of the summer Saturday night. Emily Allen donned a mask of her own, the counter-COVID kind, and brought back this story.
Normally, these wrestlers fight indoors at venues like the Madison Civic Center. But the All-Star Wrestling Company recently relocated to an open field behind Lee Dance Studio in Winfield, Putnam County. By 7 p.m., at least 50 cars surround a wrestling ring. They have someone in between matches come out to spray and wipe down the red padded corners. Loud rock blasts from a stereo system at the front of the ring. Families and fans watch from the hoods of their cars or on lawn chairs. Some wear masks, but most watch at a safe distance from both the stage and each other.
Pro wrestling is about the energy that comes from that live crowd.
This is owner and promoter Gary Damron. We talked before the show while everyone was setting up. He has an All-Star Wrestling mask stretched across his mouth and nose.
The reaction from the fans is what makes wrestling wrestling. WWE and AEW, some of the bigger companies, are not, of course, they can't allow fans to come in and sit around the ring. So they're doing empty arena type shows where they just go in and film the matches, and it just doesn't have the same effect to it.
All-Star Wrestling has been around for 14 years. Like other entertainment-based groups, they're navigating a global pandemic, which means they've already had to cancel 3 indoor shows.
You know, I think this year has been a year of people stepping out on faith, you know, trying to get out and do things they normally have never done, you know, do new things.
The show Saturday night featured mostly local wrestlers and wrestling personality Vicky Guerrero from AEW, All Elite Wrestling. Fans like Ben Music and Al Scott from Portsmouth, Ohio arrived hours early.
I've watched wrestling in 17 states now, I think. And West Virginia's up there, it's probably like in the top 5.
Scott's been to other shows this summer, including a show from IWA East Coast at the Milton Fire Department last weekend.
Because I think they drew about 180 people, is what the Facebook said, and usually that crowd, maybe like 100.
100 at the most.
Yeah, like people are stir crazy, they want to get out and watch wrestling. So.
You can do better than that!
The wrestlers also were happy to be back. Like Casey Shingleton, a.k.a. wrestler Kirk Blackman.
It's just nice to see everybody, because I haven't seen any of these guys in 4 months.
Blackman wasn't in the ring Saturday night, but was there to cheer on fellow wrestlers.
So many people just have nothing to look forward to. Some people aren't back at work yet. Some people are laid off. They have nothing to do. Everything seems hopeless. So I guess the importance of this show is just to make sure that people are entertained and make sure that everybody goes home with a smile on their face.
Promoter Damron said he hopes to have more drive-in shows with social distancing as the summer permits. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Allen.